AM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
My name is Alan Ellis, and I'm here again with you this morning on WCBM 680. And oh, thank you, Brian. I'm getting cheers from the audience over there already. And we talk about, on the Outdoors and Radio Show here, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and that's what we're here to talk about this morning. So, we'd like to hear from you. It is the final day of the waterfowl season. This one is for youth hunters only. Now, I'm talking about in general. I know there are some snow goose opportunities out there. There's some resident goose, the resident goose season still in effect, but in general, this is it. So, if you're on your way to your favorite duck blind or goose pit, give us a call right here at WCBM 680. That's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800 WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680, and we'll be more than glad to talk to you about what's going on. What a week. Good grief. What a week. Busy. A lot of time in Annapolis this week. We were down there testifying on Tuesday in favor of Senate Bill, I think, 68, and Senate Bill 68 is the bill that repeals or eliminates or does away with last year's Senate Bill 966. Senate Bill 966 last year was a bill that was passed for St. Mary's and Charles County, which did a couple of things. It required the Department of Natural Resources to go down to those two counties and train farmers how to shoot rifles. Yeah. Can you imagine not knowing how to shoot a rifle? But the bill on that was something like $90-some thousand dollars. And so that was one part of the bill. The second part of the bill was to allow farmers to shoot deer on crop damage permits throughout the entire season. With a shotgun, which meant that, normally it was season specific, so it would have been archery and archery season and muzzleloader and muzzleloader season. Well, this bill opened that all up to shotguns. And then it also opened up extended deer season for antlerless deer with shotguns, shotguns only. Shotguns or whatever, but it opened the deer season until March 29th. And that season is going on as we speak. There are probably a few people deer hunting in southern Maryland right now. So, the sponsor of that bill was Senator Dyson last year. I don't know if you remember me telling you that, but Senator Dyson was defeated in his bid for re-election in southern Maryland. And it turns out that Senator Joan Carter Conway now has sponsored this Senate bill, 68, I believe is what it was, and it was heard the other day. And it put our testimony, the very first time that the Maryland Hunting Coalition has testified on any bill in Annapolis, although we've been there for a couple other ones, in a position to testify in favor of the repeal of that bill alongside the representatives of the Maryland Horse Council. Now, you might say, why would we be on the same side of an issue? Well, we both want it repealed for two very different reasons. We believe that this process is too expensive. It's over the course of 2 years, it would probably wind up costing the department $200,000. That's license money, by the way. That is license money. Yes, there's no other source for that money. There's no public funding. There's no federal matching funds that can be used for that program. This is money that you and I pay for our licenses to run the Department of Natural Resources and look out for our interest as far as game management is concerned. That would be money diverted to a program to teach farmers how to shoot deer with rifles in two counties in southern Maryland. And that was our conjunction. That was our conjecture that would be an expensive endeavor, and we did it for biological reasons. We did it for management reasons. Basically, overall, the overarching theme on our testimony was deer management, and it wasn't a long testimony. We just presented a written statement and then testified that, you know, our thoughts on that. The Maryland Horse Council, who drove this bill along with the Maryland Farm Bureau last year, and hand-in-hand with the Farm Bureau, contended that they wanted the bill repealed for different reasons. Now, they stated different reasons, but we know the real reason that they wanted it repealed, and that was because last year the law was mute, silent on how DNR could establish this three-month extension to the deer season. So what DNR did in their wisdom was to say, okay, antlerless deer 7 days a week. Well, the Horse Council, being opposed to Sunday hunting anywhere, including on this bill disallowing the farmers to shoot deer on crop damage permits on their own properties on Sunday, which is another thing the bill did. Yeah, farmers weren't allowed to shoot crop damage deer on Sundays on their own farms. They thought that was a win because then there wouldn't be anybody shooting on Sundays, but they didn't realize that the law was silent on the establishment of the season, so DNR said, hey, let's open it up to Sundays too, St. Mary's and Charles County. And that right there was the real reason why the Horse Council wants the bill repealed. On the other hand, the Farm Bureau testified, the Maryland Farm Bureau testified, that they wanted the bill to remain in place. So, interesting. We don't know how that's going yet. There hasn't been a vote in the Senate, and the bill hasn't been cross-filed in the House, so let's see what happens there. So, Thursday was Blazing Camo Day. Blaze orange caps and camo jackets, and we were there, and we were ready. And the press release has gone out. You can go to the website. Not the website. Go to the Facebook page, and that's Facebook.com/MD Hunting Coalition, and you can see what took place. Some of our listeners were there, and we hope that some of those guys that are listening that were at Blazing Camo Day would call in. And if you weren't there, you can call in, too. We expected quite a bit larger crowd from what we were told and what we had heard, but for some reason or another, folks didn't follow through, and whether it was illness or had to work or whatever it might be, but all in all, it was a good day. We got to meet with members of the General Assembly, senators and delegates. They all clamored for our blaze orange hats. They all wanted a hat to remember the day. They all pledged support. And we saw some fruit from that just yesterday when Senator Johnny Ray Sollings from Baltimore County filed his bill to expand Sunday hunting in Baltimore County. That bill is going to proceed through the Senate whether or not the county delegation, and that's the Baltimore County delegation, will vote to advance Delegate Cluster's bill, which is the same bill in the House. That's HB 18. So what I am saying to our Baltimore County registered voters and hunters, or just registered voters who support hunting, is to go on the website, and that's www.mdmarylandhuntingcoalition.com, www.thecallingcenter.org, and you will see a call to action on the upper left-hand corner of the homepage. That call to action, when you click on that, takes you to another page where you can copy a sample email. You can copy the list of the entire delegation and put it in your send line. The subject is there, support HB 18, Baltimore County Sunday Hunting. And then you can simply paste that into your browser, sign it. If you're a registered voter, well, look, if you're not a registered voter, don't even bother, because they'll just trash your email, because they check those emails against the voter rolls. So the email says, I'm a registered voter and support hunting in Baltimore County, basically. So cut that, paste that, put that in the body of your email. Copy the list of the Baltimore County delegation. That's the entire list of senators and representatives. Put that in your send box. You can do it all in one chunk. Excuse me. And it will, pardon me, it will go to the entire Baltimore County delegation and urge them to advance HB 18. That's it. Pretty simple. What else do we want to talk about today? I'd really like to talk to you folks. I don't want to talk here all morning, because we do have a guest coming up in the next hour. Butch Webb's going to come up and talk about yellow perch fishing, and we'll talk about that. So I did get a letter or an email from one of our listeners. It says he calls me Ellis. Of course, everybody knows me, knows my name's Alan, right? But Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Would be interested to hear your thoughts on this. Matthew McConaughey, the actor, in crosshairs over cries of canned hunts on the family ranch. The Oscar winner's taking flack after an animal rights website accused a family ranch he owned of offering canned hunts in which hunters shoot animals in fenced-in areas. And that's from the New York Daily News entertainment thing. And if anybody wants the link, I'll be more than glad to send it to them. It seems he bought the place to raise cattle, but some relatives of his have turned parts of it into a canned deer hunt. The deer literally have 22,000 acres to roam on the ranch. Maybe we should send some of the deer from Maryland to them that are spilling out onto the roads every night. And this is from Jeff in Ellicott City. Well, so I clicked on the link. I read the story. It linked the ranch. That's owned by someone named McConaughey. And I emailed the folks, and I called them. And lo and behold, within about an hour, I got an email back from the owner of the ranch, who's a nephew, I believe, of Matthew McConaughey. And he said, I said, y'all hang in there. I got your back here in Maryland. I'll be commenting on the animal activist attacks on you in my morning radio show. And then I gave him the link to the website and the coalition. And I said, that's me. So it said, hey, Alan, thank you very much. Really appreciate the support. Take care. I'll check on your stuff. I mean, this is pretty cool. We're fellow hunters, you know. You go on the website and you look at it, and it's pretty cool. They've got some, you know, trail camera pictures of some pretty amazing deer. And it's like any other ranch in Texas. Okay. They have fences around the property to keep cattle in. 3 foot high fences. 3 or 4 foot, whatever it is. Deer can easily jump in and out over the fences. It's a ranch, ladies and gentlemen. It is a cattle ranch. You do not want your cattle roaming outside your borders. So I emailed him back, and I said, cool, they really hate us here. Humane Society of the United States, PETA, the Maryland Horse Council, the Maryland Votes for Animals, Maryland Ornithological Society, endless parade. And it is. And he writes me back and says, I can only imagine. I always knew they hated us down here too, but now I can say they hate me personally. And, of course, I emailed him back and said, join the club. Anyway, here we are on the radio talking about hunting, to the extreme discomfort of animal rights activists. We talk about harvesting game and fish and waterfowl and upland animals and fur bearers for food and for recreation and for wildlife management. We are the ultimate conservationist, you know. We heard some stuff down in Annapolis from people who are involved in the animal sterilization business, the deer sterilization business. The newest technique is not this chemical called Gonicon, which is touted by some of the animal rights organizations that make deer infertile. No. The newest technique is to shoot the deer with a tranquilizer, knock it out for a while, make a couple incisions, take out the ovaries, and then stitch it up and turn the deer loose. That's the deal. That technique was developed here in Baltimore County. It was extended to the National Institute of Health in, where is that, Bethesda, I believe, somewhere down there. And that's what they're doing now. No lethal solution. Interesting, huh? Well, anyway, I'd like to hear your comments at 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. And Blazing Camo Day, again, everything that we did, we engaged lawmakers. We had a lot of press. You might have seen it on WBAL, which kind of mischaracterized our, I said the actual call letters. Well, it was also in the Annapolis Capitol. It was also in Maryland Reporter website, which did a pretty good job. Annapolis Capitol went off on a tangent on us in the same article and talked about some sharpshooter hunt down there in a community in Anne Arundel County. And, of course, the comments had nothing to do with hunting. It had everything to do with the neighbors being all alarmed about this deer slaughter. I mean, this sharpshooter event. So, anyway, but you can read about it. If you Google Maryland Hunting Coalition, you'll see it. You'll see it all over the news this past week. So it was in the one of the Washington papers. I don't know if it was Washington Times or I don't know. But we got our objective accomplished. So there you go. All right. Now let's see. What do I want to tell you about here? Okay, I want to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. I just texted the manager down there, my buddy John, and I said, what am I selling today? 10% off all firearms and bows. Now, that's a pretty good deal. Firearms and bows. They sell, as far as bows, they sell Matthews. They sell Parker. They sell Excalibur crossbows. They sell Mission crossbows. They sell Carbon Express crossbows. Firearms, whatever's on the rack, 10% off. And 20% off on all decoys. And that would be Avery and Bigfoot decoys. So, what a deal there at Chesapeake Outdoors today. Chesapeake Outdoors. Located on Ken Island, Dominion Road exit. I think it's 39B, if I've said that in the past. And don't forget, they're getting ready for fishing season, too. And the youngsters who kill some waterfowl today, whether it's geese or ducks or whatever, can take it in there and have their ducks plucked or their geese breasted or their geese, you know, plucked as well. So Chesapeake Outdoors, that's the place. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers right there on Ken Island. You can't miss it off Route 50. That's 39B, Dominion Road. The phone number, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. Why not stop by and save 10% on firearms and 20% on and bows and 20% on decoys? Give your season a jump start. Give yourself plenty of time to practice with that new bow. Chesapeake Outdoors. It's also time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational fisherman in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear, cold mountain streams, including more than 65 species in freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, the coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a tracker marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa Gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and more. Avoid cabin fever. The fish are biting under the Deep Creek Lake ice, the Potomac and Eastern Shore ponds, and the bright western trout streams, under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and in the deep Atlantic waters of Ocean City. Hey, there were new state records taken in January. Now's the time to not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Go see the official rules at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back and bigger than ever. It's 9 action-packed days, February 7th to the 15th in Harrisburg, PA. That's 9 days of hunting, fishing, boating, and archery. 9 days of ATVs, gear, and guns. 9 days of interactive exhibits and celebrity seminars on hunting and fishing. And a rockin' country concert with Lee Rice and Thompson Square. Celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. Get your tickets now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
According to these morons at the National Journal, Pelosi going to see Assad, a terrorist running a terrorist regime, is no different than John Boehner inviting an ally of a democracy to come speak to Congress.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos!
Hey, haven't heard Jerry
Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Doc Millsap and his pretty wife, Hannah. How about that? Ah, you gotta like Jerry Reed, man. They don't make them like that anymore. They just don't. So, did he tie a rope around his neck or a rope around his knee and throw him in the swamp? A waist? Was it his waist? Is that what it is? I can't remember. I couldn't hear it very well. But that's me. Gotta love it. All right, 410 WCBM 680. You're running a show. I'm not saying nothing until somebody calls. Apparently nobody really gives a rat's rear end about whether we work in Annapolis for hunters or not. I mean, hours and hours and hours of time spent crafting documents, testifying, travel time, $9 to park for the day. Don't do it for fame and glory. There's no fame and glory in it. You're hated by half the people that you have to deal with and disrespected by most of the people you're doing it for. It's all right. We're all big boys here. Absolutely amazing. Brian, this is absolutely amazing. If some stupid ball player drops a catch or bobbles a ball or strikes out, phones light up and people are very quick to offer their comments on some sports event that makes absolutely no difference in their lives. Now, look, I like sports, no question about it. But the score of any particular game or the actions of any particular player during any game, look, I think this call in the Super Bowl was the stupidest call I ever saw in my life. But I don't talk about that stuff. When we are working in Annapolis, it matters. It impacts your privileges. It impacts your traditions. It impacts your lifestyle. It impacts your heritage. Hey, don't call. I don't care. I got a guest coming up next hour. We're going to talk about perch fishing. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about then. I guess you don't care that a famous actor was attacked by bad people for something they think is actually happening, which isn't. Somebody's running a cattle ranch and they take a few deer hunters out. All of a sudden, it's a canned hunt. Because the guy's famous, they can make a cause out of it. It's okay. Here's the issue. I'm proud of what I do, but I don't do it for egotistical reasons. I don't get paid to go to Annapolis. I work for myself. I have to make every effort to work for other people, to give them a product that they are satisfied with so that they pay me for those services. For this radio show, for example, you know? And you actually disrespect the sponsors when you don't call in. You might show up at their door, and that's fine. But they do this so that they can get their message to you who are listening. So let's talk to John in Westminster. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I just had a question.
Okay, sure.
You know, and I don't know whether you're how familiar you are with the actual problem that we're having with some of the large farmers that have people that come in and are we're just killing deer. I mean, as in, we're taking a large tract of property that they lease or own, and they're just wiping out anything that walks on that property. And there's basically nobody interested in doing anything, even when you talk to DNR.
I don't know what you mean. Are you talking about utilizing crop damage permits?
Well, no, it goes beyond that. We're talking about some of the farmers that actually have federal permits with night vision, with suppressors on the rifles,
mm-hmm.
and no, they're just killing deer.
To what end?
Sir.
To what end? You don't do that. You don't do that without being permitted by somebody.
Oh well, yes, they're permitted by the federal government.
Not well. Now wait a minute. Are they hiring commercial sharpshooters to manage their deer, or are they?
Yes, they are. They actually have paid people on their staff that's what they do.
I ask you a specific question: are they hiring federal sharpshooters?
No, sir.
Are they hiring commercial sharpshooters? Or do they employ someone to act as an agent on their deer management permit?
Yes, they do.
Okay, is that a local person?
Yes, it is.
And is that a deer cooperator?
I guess that's what you're going to call it.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Well, the issue is they have their farms that they keep as select farms where they don't come in and do that. You take your time to hunt a farm that they happen to have permission or whatever to do this.
No, wait, are they giving you written permission to hunt that farm, and then at the same time using the services of a deer cooperator on that property?
No, sir.
Then what's the issue?
The issue is that there's no regulation that's taking care of the number of deer that they're taking out of a particular property or a particular tract of land. They're taking out the numbers of deer that disappear. And it's happening. I mean, it's happening on state property in which they lease. It's happening at a lot of places. And
Now wait a minute. Now you just said something that caught my attention. That's happening on state property that they lease. Is there hunting permitted on the state property, or is the state property under some agricultural contract of some kind?
Well, sure, they're leasing for agricultural.
They're not leasing a wildlife management area. They're not leasing a public property that's open to hunting. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. They're leasing property that they are performing agricultural services
okay.
on.
All right.
But they're
Look.
Killing large numbers of deer. This goes beyond the management practice. This is strictly we're doing our best to eliminate the deer.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're doing their best to eliminate the deer because apparently they believe they suffer some immense monetary loss to the deer. Correct?
I understand the amount.
Okay. So what is your complaint? I think I know who you're talking about, but if everything is in compliance and everything is permitted, what is your issue with it? Have they shot a deer that you couldn't get, or what?
No, it goes way beyond the deer. It goes beyond the amount of deer that they are eliminating, and they're not using. They're leaving left to die, or they're putting in a hole.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. We have laws against that.
Well, sure, but nobody wants to enforce it because it's only a deer.
Hold on a minute, John. Yes, they do want to enforce it. We have a wanton waste law now in Maryland. If a deer is harvested or shot, even on a crop damage permit, farmers can't leave it lie willy-nilly. They can't drag it in the woods and let it to rot. They can't bury it. They have to make every attempt to recover that deer and utilize that carcass. That's the law. So if they're breaking the law in that respect, then somebody needs to prove it. Somebody needs to get evidence and prove it. How do we do that? John, I'm trying to be reasonable with you. I understand the farmer's dilemma. And I understand that, you know, if you want to hire a deer cooperator, put him on your salary, or if you want to make sure that he has the proper permitting and he's qualified to do what he does, and you want to make him your agent for crop damage, and he does whatever he does legally, that's fine. But if now you tell me that they're shooting the deer and letting them lay or burying them or whatever that might be, and it's large landowners in Carroll County, I'm going to try to beg to differ with you a little bit, because I know the deer processors that process some of those deer, if it's the same people that you're talking about. Still with me, John?
I'm still here.
Okay.
And I don't disagree that there are some.
Yeah.
But the law, there's a very large percentage that never leave the field. And it's a shame. And
you can prove this.
Well, sir.
John, look.
No, because I have the people that I talk to won't go up against the farmers, because the few farmers that are very, very well off, I'm not an anti-farmer, and I'm not an anti-crop damage permit person at all.
Okay.
The deer do need to be managed. I'm not arguing any of that whatsoever.
So what is your point?
My point is that there's a limit to crop damage permits and the numbers of deer that are being killed, which are no longer being followed by particular folks out here. And it's not just a Carroll County. This is a Baltimore County, Carroll County, Howard County problem that nobody really wants to address. And the problem with getting the people that want to stand up is most of them that have some access and some real knowledge don't want to lose the little bit of property they have, because hunting rights are becoming so hard to come up with, and they don't want to stand up against these folks. Because of the power and the amount of property and the amount of power they control.
Okay, I'm still trying to get to the crux of your argument. I wish you would send me an email that explains it a little bit in more depth. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the easiest email to remember. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I would like to hear more about this, because here's my contention. If the laws are being broken and deer are being wasted, all right, and the thing is, John, you're telling me that there's people that know about this and that they have some access to certain things. Do these farmers that do this allow people to hunt their farms in any capacity, in any piece of property they own?
Yes, sir. They have what is considered their trophy farms that they don't bother the deer, and the amount of employees that they have, they do let hunt certain farms. I you know, like I said, I understand the deer the practice that needs to be done and the management that needs to be done. It's just, you know, the special treatment they receive
from
yes, sir. Go ahead.
From special treatment that they receive from whom? That's what I want to know.
Okay, with the permits, the amount of night shooting that goes on,
mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
John, please, I'm trying to get to the facts here. I understand the emotional part of all this. Okay, I understand the argument, but the facts are: A, if they have permits to sharpshoot deer at night as a deer cooperator to manage deer on private property under the authority of a deer management permit, commonly known as a crop damage permit, they are abiding by the law. if they are not abiding by the law and are not retrieving the deer and are allowing those deer to waste in the field, then they are in violation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I want to get to the bottom of the issue, and the crux of your complaint is, A, they are wasting deer, correct?
Yes, sir.
And B, they're killing too many for your comfort level.
Yes, sir. It would be anybody's comfort level unless you happen to
okay.
be the one.
But these deer are primarily attracted to these properties because of the agricultural crops. And part of the complaint is possibly that those deer that could be on other properties are not available because they are being baited and shot at night quote unfairly. I'm using quote marks around unfairly in your estimation. Is that, am I getting to the crux of the problem now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and unfairly, it's strictly a numbers game, and the amount of deer that's being eliminated is just way higher than a permit would report.
That's the unknown. I don't know how many deer they have on their permits, and so or how much acreage they have, or how many deer they're actually killing. So I think we could probably find out, but we'll take it from here. Drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I would really like to hear more about this.
Yes, sir, I will. And you have a great day, and thank you very much for the show.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes, John Westminster. All right. Let's call can you dial 410-604-2500. We'll talk to John down there at Chesapeake Outdoors for a minute. Go ahead. Huh? I don't know. I probably could. It's not a local number. That's what I'm wondering here. Does it matter? Huh? What do I have to do? Pick a line? Okay. That was easy. Yeah.
We're sorry. A long-distance company access code is required for the number.
See, that's why I ask you to do it.
Please dial your call with the access code. Thank you.
And maybe John will call us. Dump that line. All right. Maybe we'll call him next hour. Or maybe he can call us. 410-922-6680, John. Or 800-922-6680. All right. Chesapeake Outdoors. We are communicating during the course of the show. Not only 10% off firearms and bows and crossbows, and 20% off decoys, but 40% off hunting clothing. And they carry, I'm wearing a Drake waterfowl jacket from Chesapeake Outdoors on my body right now. So, you know. Chesapeake Outdoors, getting ready for fishing season. I know they got inventory coming up this week. So why not hurry in there this weekend and take 40% off your hunting apparel. And, I mean, they got a huge selection of outdoor camo, that's for sure, a couple of different brands, including Drake. So we got 40% off the hunting clothing. We got 10% off the bows and crossbows and firearms and 20% off decoys. You can't ask for a better sale at Chesapeake Outdoors. Located exit 39B Dominion Road on Ken Island. Yeah, that's right. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. That is how you get to Chesapeake Outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Had a good conversation with those folks the other day, Clyde and Bill. Got my repaired fishing reels back, and they did a great job on cleaning and getting my old antique Mitchell 300s back in shape. They do rod and reel repair. They'll spool new line on your reel for the fishing season. They've got live bait every day. They've got the 24-hour fishing hotline. And don't forget their full-line Browning dealer for all your Browning firearms for home protection, for self-protection, for hunting and shooting sports. It's all at Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Good folks, too. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. And if you need to get the 24-hour fishing hotline, that is simply 410-247-3474. That translates to 247-FISH. Call it any time of the day. Get an update on where the fish are biting. It's all at Clyde's Sports Shop, ClydeSports.com.
It's about family traditions, celebrating your passion for the outdoors. It's taking a tradition instilled in us when we were young and passing it on to our children. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back in Harrisburg, PA, February 7th through the 15th, with over 1,000 exhibitors representing everything outdoors, interactive exhibits, and celebrity experts on hunting and fishing. There's something for the whole family. Celebrate your passion by getting tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Little Roger Miller there. Joe in Westminster, good morning. How are you? Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Alan. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alan, because you had your lull of callers, I have a quote that is humorous by Jay Leno that is irrespective of hunting and fishing, if you will.
All right.
All right, here it is. Quote, this week marks the 40th anniversary of the Watergate hearings. For those too young to remember, back then, the administration had an enemies list.
Yep.
They were spying on reporters, and they used the IRS to harass groups they didn't like.
Right.
Thank God those days are gone forever, end of quote.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. Thanks for holding on. There he goes, Joe in Westminster. JG, Baltimore County. What's up, JG?
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, after your lull, I'm glad you're not silent anymore.
I am not.
And I'm one of those who's also glad you're not silent in Annapolis.
We are not.
And I also am a registered voter living in Baltimore County who will be supporting the bill to expand Sunday hunting.
Okay. Have you sent your email?
I'm getting ready to send it.
You got it. Okay, good. Yep.
I'd like for you to tell the rest of the listeners the importance and some of the history of Sunday hunting in Maryland.
I will do better than that. I will allow them to hit catch that on their own convenience. Go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we have the entire history of Sunday hunting there. We have voices from the opponents, which happens to be the loudest voice from the Maryland Horse Council. And the Facebook page also gives instructions on how to reach out to your entire Baltimore County delegation. And hats off to Delegate John Cluster and Senator Johnny Ray Sollings for their efforts to advance this issue in Annapolis. Johnny Ray's bill in the Senate is advancing without a vote of the Baltimore delegation. If the Baltimore delegation votes to kill Delegate Cluster's bill, I don't know what the future of Sunday hunting in Baltimore County will be. But we were there. Go to the Facebook page. You'll see Delegate Cluster. You'll see Senator Sollings, who attended our rally on Thursday. Both of them have their orange hats, and we're good to go. Hey, JG, thanks. We got to move along. I appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Kathy, Columbia, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning. Listen, the reason for my call is I just wanted to let you know that I listen to you every Saturday now. I am not a hunter. I don't come from a hunting family.
Sure.
And I've learned so much from you, and I appreciate what you do. I realize that what you do is an uphill battle.
It is.
It is. I know it is, and I know you have to fight every inch of the way every day.
Well, the pioneers are the ones that take the arrows.
Exactly.
So that's what we do.
Well, thank you. I want to tell you, I'm one of those deer lovers, an animal lover, but what I've learned from you is that they suffer a far worse fate from overpopulation.
Sometimes they do, absolutely.
Well, they starve to death.
Sometimes they do.
Right? They get hit by cars. And
sometimes they do.
So I just wanted to say thank you for everything
sure.
that you do.
Well, you live in Columbia, of course. There are many people there like you, but you know what? One buck plus one doe equals two fawns, so the deer herd has a capacity to double every year, and Howard County's Recreation and Parks Deer Management Program is doing everything it can on county-owned land to prevent you from smacking a deer with your car.
Really?
Yeah, well, sure. They have a managed deer hunting program in some of the county parks, but, you know, they've got a lot of pushback from the public, and they can only do it in certain places at certain times. So, and with certain equipment, you know, like a couple of the parks you're only allowed to bow hunt in. Well, you can't take the number of deer that's needed, but because of safety concerns, they don't use firearms in those parks. Some of those parks, they use sharpshooters with night vision goggles and suppressors on their firearms at night. And people have no idea they're there. That just there's not just as many deer eating their shrubbery as there was a while back. So,
wow.
Hey, Kathy, listen, I got to roll. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. John, I'm sorry, buddy. We're running out of time. Let's go to Mike in Chestertown. Mike, good morning. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Good.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Okay, yeah. Is this Alan?
Yes, Mike, it's Alan. Please speak quickly.
Okay, Alan, I'll speak as quickly as I can. I want to respond to that caller from Westminster, John.
Yes.
I doubt seriously that he got the deer he wanted this year.
Okay.
And secondly, that girl Kathy who's calling you from Columbia.
Yes.
I think you ought to get her number. I think she's hot for you, Alan.
That's up to Kathy. She's got all the contact information on the webpage. My email address is Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. Thanks, Mike. See ya. Hey, Bill and Glen Burnie, we'll talk about making part of Dorchester County a federal land at another date. We got a guest coming up in the next hour. Butch Webb's calling from DNR Fisheries Service. And, Bill, we do want to hear from you. Drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. It's now time for me to say, get out, stay out, stay safe.
WCBM Foster, Baltimore.